So next we have Gregory Lehner. He blogs at academicpoetry.com. I've heard you read. I heard him at the MLA offsite reading, and very impressed. I think you're the author of Gregory Lehner and the Purple Crayon. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So hopefully we'll get to hear some of that. Anyways, welcome, Gregory Lehner. Thanks for coming.
Well, thanks for coming out in the rain, and thank you, Deborah and Kim, for organizing this. It's nice to be here, and it's nice to be reading with Mr. Greg Bem. And I'm going to read something a little bit old, and something a little bit new, and something a little bit in the middle, kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears, except nothing's just right. I don't know. So, I like having a podium. I probably shouldn't say this, but I often say things that I shouldn't say. But I'm very happy that there's a podium, because I was worried about these pants, because I'm getting a little bit, it's stressful being in school and teaching, and so I'm getting a little bit fat as my, actually there was a brunch for my mother's 60th birthday, and I walk in, and my grandmother says to me is, "Oh, it looks like you've gained some weight." And so I said, "You too." But I was worried that the pants might fall down or something, so it's nice having a podium just in case that happens. I wouldn't want my return to Philadelphia to be marred by something like that. But anyway, I'm supposed to read poems. So, November 2nd, 2000. And four, students in New Philadelphia, Ohio, ate Salisbury steak, mashed potatoes with gravy, buttered bread, and apricots. Students in Tahlequah, Oklahoma, ate beef fritters, potatoes and gravy, peas and carrots, oat rolls, and cherry cobbler. Elementary school students in Red Wing, Minnesota, ate pizza burgers, garden salad, peaches, and pudding cups. There was a second choice of hot ham and cheese. Students at the Twin Bluff Middle School in Red Wing had the choice of turkey and gravy or Frank wrap with six side dishes. Sailor snacks and a soup and salad bar were also available. Students at Pasco County Secondary Schools in Lando Lakes, Florida had a choice of chicken patty combo or Red Baron pizza. Students at Manitou Springs School District number 14 in Manitou Springs, Colorado, ate spaghetti. There was a second choice of meat sandwich or PB&J and yogurt, all of which are available every day. Students at North Platte Catholic Schools in North Platte, Nebraska, ate chicken on a bun, tater tots, pineapple, pickle spear, cookie, and milk. Students at Bethany Junior High in Bethany, Connecticut, did not eat lunch. School was closed for a staff development day. Cadets at the Citadel in Charleston, South Carolina, ate Salisbury steak, lemon pepper chicken, mashed potatoes / gravy, carrots, and dessert. Elementary school students at Fort Recovery local schools in Fort Recovery, Ohio, ate chicken fingers, buttered bread, corn, peach cobbler, and milk. High school students in Fort Recovery ate toasted cheese sandwiches, tomato soup, crackers, sherbet, milk, hot pocket, breadsticks, and fruit. Students in grades 9 through 12 at Minot Public Schools in Minot, North Dakota, ate pepperoni pizza, trail mix, fruits / vegetables, bread, and milk. Students in grades K through 8 ate pepperoni pizza, lettuce salad, pineapple tidbits, bread / peanut butter, and milk. Students at Grant Public School in Grant, Nebraska, ate haystack and Rice Krispie bars. Students at Duluth Public Schools in Duluth, Minnesota, ate mac and cheese, mini corn dogs, assorted veggies / dip, assorted fruit sauce, and milk. Students at Opponiquet Regional High School in Lakeville, Massachusetts, ate American chop suey with garlic bread, salad, fruit, and milk. In my old leather breeches, and my shaggy, shaggy locks, I am walking in the glory of the light, said Fox. Hi, Gregory. When asked what really trips his trigger, Mike West said that there's just something about a man in a well-tailored, crisp new suit really gets him hot. And it also feeds into a full-on job interview fantasy. In exploring this new type of scene, we put Benjamin Bradley in a really handsome suit and tie, and it fit him perfectly. Mike and Benjamin start out with a normal, everyday job interview, and it soon gets way out of hand. Watching the two of them going at it with the suits and slowly stripping out of them, you can definitely see how someone could develop an interest in them. This video is so intense, you'll start hanging out around the business district on your lunch breaks. When William Penn was convinced of the principles of Friends and became a frequent attendant at their meetings, he did not immediately relinquish his gay apparel. It is even said that he wore a sword, as was then customary among men of rank and fashion. Being one day in company with George Fox, he asked his advice concerning it, saying that he might perhaps appear singular among friends, but his sword had once been the means of saving his life without injuring his antagonist. And moreover, that Christ has said, "He that hath no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one." George Fox answered, "I advise thee to wear it as long as thou canst." Not long after this, they met again when William had no sword, and George said to him, "William, where is thy sword?" "Oh," said he, "I have taken thy advice. I wore it as long as I could. In my old leather breeches and my shaggy, shaggy locks," is from Sidney Carter's Ballad of George Fox. It's actually a nice ballad. When I went to the middle of Indiana to try to become a Quaker, walk in the light wherever you may be, walk in the light wherever you may be, in my old leather breeches and my shaggy, shaggy locks, I am walking in the glory of the light, said Fox. And there's something about the Turk and the Jew, and the light is in all of you. That's own Philadelphia. I don't know. Hi, Gregory, is from an email. When William Penn was convinced of the principles of Friends is from Samuel McPherson Janney's Life of William Penn. So I'm going to read something that I read first in New York, and people seemed to like it, but then people said I wasn't using the microphone correctly, so I'm going to use the microphone correctly. And I read it in Seattle, and Greg Bem was there, and he always comes to everything, and he's a very generous person who makes Philadelphia poetry possible in Seattle, and Seattle poetry possible in Philadelphia, and I'm not sure what that means, but he's opened up a space of non-knowledge, so I'll go to that space. And the Stranger, which is a newspaper in Seattle, put Greg Bem on its Stranger of Genius Awards list, which was well deserved, and it's nice being in Seattle and Philadelphia in company. So I'm going to read something that I read in New York without doing the microphone right, and then I read in Seattle and there wasn't a microphone, so I was okay. And here there's a microphone, but it's Philadelphia, so whatever you do is fine. So it's nice to be here, and I'm going to read Gregory Lehner and the Purple Crayon, which, according to Kim, I'm the author. So this, Gregory Lehner and the Purple Crayon. The standard colors crowns are almond, antique brass, apricot, aquamarine, asparagus, atomic tangerine, banana mania, beaver, bittersweet, black, blizzard blue, blue, bluebell, blue-gray, blue-green, blue-violet, blush, brick red, brown, burnt orange, burnt sienna, cadet blue, canary, Caribbean green, carnation pink, cerise, cerulean, chestnut, copper, cornflower, cotton candy, dandelion, denim, desert sand, eggplant, electric lime, fern, forest green, fuchsia, fuzzy wuzzy, gold, goldenrod, Granny Smith apple, gray, green, green blue, green yellow, hot magenta, inchworm, indigo, jazzberry jam, jungle green, laser lemon, lavender, lemon yellow, macaroni and cheese, magenta, magic mint, mahogany, maize, manatee, mango tango, maroon, M-A-U-V-E-L-O-U-S, melon, midnight blue, mountain meadow, mulberry, navy blue, neon carrot, olive green, orange, orange, red, orange, yellow, orchid, outer space, outrageous orange, Pacific blue, peach, periwinkle, piggy pink, pine green, pink flamingo, pink sherbet, plum, purple heart, purple mountains, majesty, purple pizzazz, radical, red, raw sienna, raw umber, razzle dazzle rose, razzmatazz, red, red orange, red violet, robin's egg blue, royal purple, salmon, scarlet, screaming green, sea green, sepia, shadow, shamrock, shocking pink, silver, sky blue, spring green, sun glow, sunset orange, tan, teal blue, thistle, tickle me pink, timber wolf, tropical rainforest, tumbleweed, turquoise blue, unmellow yellow, violet blue, violet purple, violet red, vivid tangerine, vivid violet, white, wild blue yonder, wild strawberry, wild watermelon, wisteria, yellow, yellow green, and yellow orange. My grandfather changed his name from Harold Arthur Levinsky to Harold Arthur Lehner. The specialty crowns are changeables, color mix-up, crowns with glitter, extreme twistables colors, gem tones, heads and tails, magic scent, metallic FX. That's my special effects. Metallic FX, a pearl bright, silly scents, silver swirls, and true to life. The changeables crowns are blue to magenta, color changer, green to violet, orange to black, pink to yellow, red to blue, and yellow to green. The color mix-up crowns are baby's blanket, blazing bonfire, cool and crazy, lemon-lime zing, magenta mix-up, mixed veggies, off-road, peaches and cream, rainforest, shrimp cocktail, southwest, star-spangled banner, stonewashed, surfs up, twister, and warm and fuzzy. The crowns with glitter crowns are black with glitzy gold glitter, blue with shimmering silver glitter, blue-green with glitzy gold glitter, carnation pink with lavender glitter, green with twinkling turquoise glitter, maroon with glitzy gold glitter, orange with twinkling turquoise glitter, orchid with twinkling turquoise glitter, red with shimmering silver glitter, red-violet with glitzy gold glitter, royal purple with ruby red glitter, sky blue with glitzy gold glitter, white with confetti glitter, white with glitzy gold glitter, yellow with rainbow glitter, and yellow green with silver glitter. The extreme twistables colors crowns are absolute zero, fiery rose, frostbite, heat wave, lemon glacier, sizzling sunset, spring frost, and winter sky. The gem tones crowns are amethyst, citrine, emerald, jade, jasper, lapis lazuli, malachite, moonstone, O-N-Y-X-P-E-R-I-D-O-T, pink pearl, rose quartz, ruby, sapphire, smoky topaz, and tiger's eye. The heads and tails crowns are black shadows, blue jeans, bright yellow, brown sugar, denim blue, eerie black, green lizard, orange soda, plump purple, purple plum, red salsa, sizzling red, slimy green, sweet brown, tart orange, and yellow sunshine. The magic scent crowns are baby powder, banana, blueberry, bubblegum, cedar chest, cherry, chocolate, coconut, daffodil, dirt, eucalyptus, fresh air, grape, jelly bean, leather jacket, lemon, licorice, lilac, lime, lumber, new car, orange, peach, pine, rose, shampoo, smoke, soap, strawberry, and tulip. The metallic FX crowns are alloy orange, bedazzled blue, big dip-o ruby, bittersweet shimmer, blast-off bronze, cyber grape, deep space sparkle, gold fusion, illuminating emerald, metallic seaweed, metallic sunburst, razzmatberry, sheen green, shimmering blush, sonic silver, and steel blue. The pearl bright crowns are. I didn't do these yet, did I? The pearl. Did I do the pearl brights?
No.
Pearl bright crowns are aqua pearl. I could do more glitter for Connor. But the silly the pearl bright crowns are aqua pearl, black coral pearl. I'll be a real pearl. I'll stand. The pearl bright crowns are aqua pearl, black coral pearl, Caribbean green pearl, cultured pearl, key lime pearl, mandarin pearl, midnight pearl, mystic pearl, ocean blue pearl, ocean green pearl, orchid pearl, rose pearl, salmon pearl, sunny pearl, sunset pearl, and turquoise pearl. The silly sense crowns are alien armpit, Bigfoot feet, booger buster, dingy dungeon, gargoyle gas, giant's club, magic potion, mummy's tomb, ogre odor, pixie powder, princess perfume, Sasquatch socks, sea serpent, smashed pumpkin, sunburnt cyclops, and winter wizard. The silver swirls crowns are Aztec gold, burnished brown, cerulean frost, cinnamon satin, copper penny, cosmic cobalt, glossy grape, granite gray, green sheen, lilac luster, misty moss, mystic maroon, pearly purple, pewter blue, polished pine, quicksilver, rose dust, rusty red, shadow blue, shiny shamrock, steel teal, sugar plum, twilight lavender, and winter green dream. The true-to-life crowns are Amazon rainforest, Caribbean current, Florida sunrise, Grand Canyon, Maui sunset, Milky Way, Sahara desert, and Yosemite campfire. Thank you very much.
Thank you all for coming today. It was so wonderful to hear Gregory Bem and Gregory Lehner, and I'm sure there are some events coming up. Pizza reading is coming up.
Astrid LaRange and Megan Williams. Megan Williams is from Boise, and Astrid LaRange is from Australia. She used to be from Philadelphia. They both used to be from Philadelphia. They're not now, and it's at Milano's Pizzeria.
So we have a
first Tuesday of the month.
A couple of readings where people used to live here but don't anymore.
On Tuesday the 17th, none other than Deborah Morgan will be reading, and that's at 7 o'clock, and an open reading follows, and she has her new book, so make sure and be here.
Thank you. And anything else? Any other announcements? Have a wonderful night.